Chase and Michelle, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Chase McKay, Michelle Knezovic, Nick Kieser, Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace coming up in just a few minutes. Later on tonight at the Curb Event Center, the Belmont Bruins will take on Evansville with tip at 6:30. We say hello to Belmont's head coach now, Casey Alexander, who is on the line with us. Casey, how you doing?
Hey, Casey.
Hey, I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Good. We've been talking some hoops because it's that time of year. It's all heating up and tournament time is approaching, but I know you all have business to take care of with the regular season. Since the last time we spoke to you, dropped a close one to Missouri State and then got a big win against UIC. How you feeling about your club right now as you still navigate this new conference that you're in?
Yeah, it's a mixed bag, I would say. You know, you never know from one day to the next. But overall, I feel good about our team. I think we are where we need to be for now. But 2 weeks left in the regular season, then conference tournament. So still plenty of time to improve and be our best.
Yeah, and you got four left, including the one tonight against Evansville. You did beat Evansville earlier in the season at their place, but what are some things, you know, like we said, as you navigate this new conference that you learned the first time around that you can apply tonight?
Well, I mean, the first thing is you just have to take care of business at home. You know, if your intention or your plan is to win a conference championship, then you have to win at home, and you got to find a way to win some big games on the road. And so, you know, and we've been very successful at home. I think we're 7-1 in the league and maybe 10-2 overall, but does it mean you're just going to show up and it's going to happen? Obviously, guys need to be ready to go. Evansville is at the bottom of the league, but playing their best basketball of the season. And, you know, so we'll show up and be ready for a 40-minute fight.
We got Casey Alexander on with us, head coach of the Belmont Bruins. Casey, I know you never like to look ahead, but you did mention the conference tournament starts that first week in March, so very close. It's approaching us. You have a younger team this year. Last year you had a veteran team, and the year before they'd been in scenarios like this. How is it different for you coaching-wise when you try to prepare these young athletes for the postseason? Do you approach it in a different way?
I don't think I approach it in a different way. I think it's exciting, for one, to have guys going through it for the first time, you know, and it's also the first time for all of us in this league. You know, I mean, this conference tournament has been played in St. Louis for 30-something years, the longest running, I believe, of all Division I conferences. And so there's a newness about it and kind of a new excitement about it for all of us, whether we're young or old, you know. And then on top of that, it's just going to be a great event. I mean, there have been eight teams really close to the front of the pack all season long. And so, you know, when you think about quarterfinals, semifinals, finals, you know, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at the standings right now. Going to be a very close race to the end. Casey Alexander on with us of Belmont Basketball. Casey, you're almost closing out your first regular season in the Missouri Valley Conference. If you could try to explain to, you know, our listeners and to us, what is it like, you know, competing in the Ohio Valley for so long and then essentially having one off season to prepare to then switch to the Missouri Valley Conference, playing a whole new slate of teams. You did have Murray State in there, familiar with them. But what was it kind of like this season? What were some of the challenges of you guys, you know, week to week that you hadn't experienced being in the Ohio Valley for so long?
Yeah, well, I mean, it is completely different. And, you know, I should say our 10 years in the Ohio Valley were great. Perfect for us during that time. But, yeah, we moved to the Missouri Valley, which is, you know, annually a significantly better league. From top to bottom, and that creates challenges for sure. 20 league games is a lot. I don't think there's any conference in the country that plays more than that, and so that increases the grind level a little bit. And then just the newness of it all. You know, I mean, a lot of new opponents. You know, every all 10 road trips that we have. Well, I should say 9 out of 10 because Murray is the same. You know, we just got a lot to figure out every time we go somewhere. It's a new venue, it's a new hotel, it's a new city, new travel. You know, and that sounds, it may sound simple to some people, but when you do it over the course of 3 or 4 months, it can add up and take its toll. Beyond all of that, it's just got good teams. You know, we we've learned that, you know, how hard it is and how difficult it is to be ready to go 20 times. You know, if we're not our best in the Missouri Valley, we're not going to win very often. And not that it was easy in the OVC, but we could, you know, we could find a way to pull some out when we weren't our best in the OVC.
Casey Alexander is with us. You know, I always wonder this about coaches, and I know you're all different, but you're focused on your team and your conference and winning these games. But, you know, do you allow yourself to still be a college basketball fan and keep up with everything else going on, or are you just tunnel vision?
Well, I wouldn't call myself a fan. I'm not watching necessarily because I'm pulling for anybody else. I'm definitely not doing that. But but I watch a lot of hoops. I mean, probably – you know, any night I'm home, that's probably what I'm watching, just out of curiosity, whether it's coaching friends or, you know, leagues we used to be in or places I used to coach or whatever. I watch a lot of basketball, and from that perspective, it's just kind of that time of the year. Thankfully, I've got a family that feels the same way. They're locked in with me, and, you know, it makes it a lot of fun.
That certainly helps, for sure.
Well, Casey, okay, we had a fun discussion on Robbie and Rex Road. I know you're an avid listener. Robbie does not like the One Shining Moment song. I need to get your thoughts on this song because I think it is the best thing ever.
Yeah, he's got problems as far as I'm concerned. If he doesn't like that, you know, I mean, how many Monday nights have we all waited up just so we could hear One Shining Moment when the tournament was all said and done? So. We need to work on him. He's got some issues.
Yes, we do. Thank you. That was the answer I was looking for, Casey.
Casey, best of luck tonight against Evansville, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Hey, I appreciate you guys.
Thanks, Casey.
Absolutely. Casey Alexander, Belmont basketball coach, joining us here. We've enjoyed our conversations with him over the last few weeks. Yes, they do have a big one tonight against Evansville at Curb Event Center with tip-off at 6:30. And, you know, now I'm finding myself – getting into the – and look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm getting excited. I'm looking at the bracketology and all those things. But one shiny moment, I'm not a big fan either.
Okay, you waited to say that till we let Casey go?
Yeah.
You needed to help me roast you.
Well, that's fine.
I think, though, the beauty of it is that it's not a sports song that then – every other team and organization tries to make it their thing. Like, I think of the Mets song. You know that song?
Yeah, the Timmy Trumpets or
yes,
whatever it's called.
Yes, exactly. So once the Mets made that the thing and it was absolutely incredible, then everybody else tried to copy it. And
I thought he was going to play it.
Oh, no, I thought he was too. One Shining Moment is perfect, and I won't be told otherwise.
Okay, that's fine. You're entitled to your opinion, and I am entitled to mine. And you know what? There's three more opinions coming up next.
There are.
Caroline, Willie, and D-Mace, they're in the on-deck circle. They will keep the conversation going. I know Willie will mix in some college hoops as well. That is all next here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.